Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. In a time of serious national crisis, what distinguishes a genuine leader from a demagogue? Our guest, Doris Kearns Goodwin, spent 10 years writing a biography of Abraham Lincoln. His willingness to work with those who disagreed with him impressed her so much that she called her book Team of Rivals. And there's more to Lincoln's greatness, she says. It's a quality America very much needs again. Ms. Goodwin's conclusion is the same as Leo Tolstoy's. He was visiting what he called rude barbarians in the Caucasus. After Tolstoy had responded to their requests for stories about the great men of the West, from Alexander to Napoleon, the locals were not satisfied. To Tolstoy's astonishment, it was the legends and deeds of Abraham Lincoln they wanted most to hear.
Tolstoy concluded, he said, why is it that he was greater than Napoleon or greater than Frederick the Great? Not a great statesman like the latter, not a great general like the former, but on the other hand, he was a humanitarian as broad as the world, and his greatness was in his character.
Doris Kearns Goodwin is a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian, widely known also as a television analyst. Her fine books include the prize-winning No Ordinary Time and now Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln. Bill Russell and I believe history matters and have explored America's history, especially the Civil War era, in the company of you, our listeners. So neither of us expected to be surprised by Doris Kearns Goodwin's Abraham Lincoln, but we were, both by stories of Lincoln as a master politician and by how timely he seems, an authentic person whose political actions were honorable. In fact, Ms. Goodwin discovered Lincoln's first commitment was to the idea that we ordinary people could govern ourselves. So in the company of Honest Abe, we relished welcoming Ms. Goodwin back to this conversation. Doris Kearns Goodwin, I have a number of friends who are sports fanatics, and I was with a couple of them, one of whom is a big football fan and one of whom is a great basketball fan. And the basketball fan, finally, they're tussling over who's the greatest. And the basketball fan said, well, you just, isn't so-and-so the greatest? And the football fan said, yeah, if you're talking basketball. And then the conversation, of course, went on. Well, in the midst of that, I was reading Team of Rivals. And I was thinking, okay, so, greatest. What is, in this celebrity-drenched world in which we are, the idea of great has been kind of dumbed down. I think, but what's the question? And it seemed to me that the question was the question that you opened up for me in thinking about Lincoln, who, of course, we all know everything about. Can a government based on human freedom be maintained? And when you have a big question, you can have a big person and a big answer. In the course of 10 years, were you looking at that kind of a big question to deal with a big person?
You know, that's a wonderful question on your part. I'm not sure when I started that I knew that that would be the big question, because I think I thought, like many people did, that it was either the Union or emancipation, and the question was which one did he care about more, and only slowly came to understand that he had something much larger in mind, which was that if the South seceded from the Union, then the whole idea that ordinary people could govern themselves would be undone. And the concept that America could be a beacon of hope to all these monarchies around the world would be destroyed. And I hadn't thought in those terms till I saw that Lincoln thought in those terms. So all I knew at the beginning was that I knew enough about this man that I wanted to live with him.
For 10 years.
Well, it takes me so long to write these books that, I mean, it took me twice as long as the Civil War to write this one. It took me longer than the World War II to write that one. So you got to like the guy you're going to be living with. I don't think I could write about Hitler or Stalin. Other historians can, with great credit to them, but I don't want to live with those guys day by day. So that's all I knew. It took a long time for the question to come up to where you say it, and you're right.
One of the important things I think you've done, at least for me, is to make politics respectable, at least potentially respectable, in ways I think we've gotten out of the habit of thinking about. But in his insistence on government of the people, by the people, for the people, his character and his expertise were both well beyond even surprising, stunning may be the word. was that part of what you were finding in that? Is that part of what came out of the research, something that just emerged as you...
Absolutely. I mean, again, I think when I started, you all know about him as the great emancipator or the great statesman, and I hadn't absorbed fully enough that what lay beneath that was his political genius. I mean, that's why the subtitle of the book became The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln. And in some ways, it does make for an understanding that politics in the hands of a great person like him is a truly honorable profession. You know, nowadays, politicians will easily say, oh, we don't care about public opinion polls. And rightly, they don't, because they try to shape their own policy positions to fit what the public is feeling at that moment. And that's why we denigrate the idea of polls. But Lincoln completely was able to say, yes, I care about the sentiment of the country. It's a democratic country. So I have to figure out a way to educate the people so that if I want to go somewhere, they'll go with me to that place. And, you know, in his hands, the kind of qualities that we associate normally with decency, like sensitivity and kindness and compassion and empathy, became great political resources. And you think about it, what is politics but human relationships? So it should be that way, but we seem to have lost sight of that in our modern world.
We have a great deal to learn from Abraham Lincoln and Doris Kearns Goodwin. We'll be with her for a good bit more. Please be with us when Bill Russell, I, Paula Gordon, and Doris Kearns Goodwin return in a moment.